This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, the theme song's playing, and as I told everyone before the theme song even started, I have a funny joke to begin the episode. Hayes is making me aware of the beat.
So you guys. So
yeah, I can kind of like, yep, and I'm getting into the pocket, and I'm feeling the groove. So, you know, everybody's talking about this solar eclipse coming up. You know, everyone's talking about we're flying down to Austin to see it. You know, all these people, the solar eclipse, it's in the news. Nobody told me that it was going to affect L.A. like this. We've got a bit of a lunar eclipse. We couldn't get the full moona. But we got Katie, we got Naomi. Joe's was a little under the weather. We don't have the full moon, we just saw a lunar eclipse a little bit here. So it's celestial events happening all over.
It's true.
But we do have Katie and Naomi. We're so happy. It's Hollywood Handbook today.
When did you start in this family? Remind me. I remember seeing the poster go up outside. Mm-hmm. But like, when did you start with
Oh, in the head?
Has there been two podcasts?
There's only
did we rebrand?
We took away the cover of it. Used to be our
a full moona.
Yeah, it was Josette's ass crack. I don't know if I can say that on live television. We forewent that.
You can't.
So you had to start a whole new podcast after that.
We were being censored on a mass scale, right. And we were being demonetized. So we did rebrand the cover, which brought us to HeadGum and changed everything.
That's crazy, man. Amir actually sat us down when we first had a meeting here, and he said, only my ass crack will be featured. He said, don't even try it. Mm-hmm. So, like, very punk rock that you even went for it,
yeah,
but not surprised to hear that the mighty fist of Amir
and did
came
I get
to
an
squeeze
answer on
the
when?
Life out of it.
Did I ever get my answer on that?
That's a good point.
When did that
it.
Happen?
And it's due to the fact that I don't really know.
Yeah, do you guys know?
Like, do we keep score?
A year
yeah,
ago,
yeah, that's actually how you win.
The body does.
Yeah.
the body do.
Yeah.
A year, I think, right?
I'm looking at our
producer. You could tell us any number of things.
With HeadGum longer than that. Longer than a year.
Okay.
Almost two.
Longer than a year. Well, we're basically longer than a year too.
We had to take a little pause. You guys were on tour. You were busy with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Anya sitting in today. Yeah. This episode.
To keep track
just
of time.
Just didn't notice what logo was on the calendar.
And people are saying,
it's
"Oh my
Kevin's
gosh,
party!"
Oh,
you guys
my
thinking
gosh
of renaming the podcast?
Kevin's
it
party.
It isn't becoming increasingly Kevin's party.
Yeah. Let's face it.
And I will
the brand is
cry
dead
if I want to.
Yeah, we have no identity in the cultural landscape, and Kevin's party is evocative.
Yeah, it's
like it is getting me powerful. Going like I think I want to be invited.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
so it's Aaron's party.
Come get
revisited.
It.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. RIP.
Yeah.
But Kevin's still with us so he can party.
For now, we're not renaming the podcast. We are relighting the podcast. Mm-hmm, people are probably noticing that it's looking a little better. It's always so interesting when we do have another piece of talent from HeadGum come on the show and we see how they are treated in comparison to us, that they do get glamour. Yes, that they do get
only so much to go around here, I guess.
Yes. And that's not to say that we've had many other HeadGum hosts. That hasn't been the sort of cross promotional thing, has not.
Yeah.
Does it happen for you? Are you offered the opportunity to work with?
This is our first. This is our first.
This is the first one for you.
We're offer only, and this has been our first offer.
Wow.
So,
and
thank
you took
you.
The first offer.
We did, actually. All people have to do is offer, and maybe we'll only take it.
Yeah. Well, as we said, we're fans of the pod and
of Kevin's party.
I didn't understand that.
Well, we thought it would be a good opportunity, you know, for us to. We so rarely get to talk about kind of our careers in Hollywood.
What I was initially told, actually, was that Anya was not going to have you do the podcast. Is this correct?
Actually, I think that's true. Like, because when we mentioned that we liked this podcast, you were surprised that we knew it.
I think this is
someone who's, you know, I would say it is part of your job to, like, kind of put a positive spin on the show.
100%, yeah.
Yeah, and then...
But
and
ultimately,
then,
like, another part of my job is to, like, protect my talent.
Yeah. Right.
That's like another part.
But I'm your talent.
In a way you are, but in a smaller way.
You are. Because this is Kevin's party.
Yeah.
That's true.
Kevin's job is to protect you and my job is to protect Muna.
Okay. Yeah, so
and
I
then
heard
my job
that
is
Kevin,
to also protect Kevin.
Kevin made an inquiry about getting Muna on the show and Anya was like, absolutely not. I'm not even going to present it as an option for them. I will not subject them to you. Yes.
Yes. We asked Kevin. You think Kevin just reaches out on his own?
No. You have a very different idea of a producer than Kevin does, at least. No, we do have to activate him. And so we had sent him on this mission. And then Anya dropped the fucking gate on him and said, let's keep this. And then I guess you, thankfully... actually said something that you liked. Anya tried to yuck your yums, but you said, this is delicious to me.
We said yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could never have imagined that you guys would have found this yummy. And I'm thrilled.
We can hit
the synergy.
We can hang. We can hang.
Dude,
we're good.
You can't necessarily say it, but
yeah,
they could do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Hanging isn't about describing hanging.
No, it's about the act.
Mm-hmm. You could just feel it when you're in it.
But this is an important part. You get on this show, you're guests of ours, and then Mike Mitchell will tell you after he records with someone else that they have to get you on the show.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, that's as far as it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's the next step.
But it feels
daisy chain.
Incredible.
Yes.
Yes. When you
he
first
really
see
does it. Mean it.
In the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know what happens in between that and what would need to happen for any of us to be booked on the show, but at the moment that he says it, it's so genuine, and it is a big warm hug.
Mm-hmm. Who is this that you guys are talking about?
So
I love that.
So
oh
this
my
is
God.
Beautiful.
That's so...
Inject that into my
so
veins.
Beautiful and special.
There's a show called Doughboys that has, you know, basically pays for the couches, pays for your special lights.
Yes.
They are the ones keeping...
Oh,
the entire HeadGum Ponzi scheme going.
Yeah.
This makes
They're
sense.
They're at the top of the pyramid.
We used to be signed to RCA, and that was like Coldplay. So
Doughboys is Coldplay.
Yes. Okay.
Which, by the way, some nice tunes.
Oh,
you
yes.
know what I mean?
I don't have a problem with it. Coldplay.
People who talk about our show, Martin. They go, it's not for everybody. Coldplay is for everybody.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
Yeah. And so that's great.
Lots in common.
Everybody eats cheeseburgers.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they're pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
What's your favorite tune?
My favorite tune?
Or
cheeseburger,
of Coldplay,
I guess.
Of yeah. Coldplay? Let me think. Because there's a lot of good ones.
Hang you can't on. Think too much.
Because I have to go searching.
Viva La Vida is my mom's favorite song.
That's mm-hmm. awesome.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Which makes me looking so forward to when I discover my favorite song 30 years from now.
Yeah,
which makes
exciting.
Me looking so forward
to hear
oh. fix you.
Home.
And
thank you. Yes. Your bones. What does that mean?
It's gonna ignite your bones.
Ignite your bones.
Do you think it's sexual?
That's like what's happening with these lights.
Yeah.
That's what
these lights are igniting my bones.
I understand it. I guess this is what the star treatment is like. And that's what Chris was trying to tell us.
And that is what the lights also do.
Fix you is about ring light. Yeah.
That's gonna be.
That's so true.
That's gonna be my new favorite. What is the one they did with chain smokers?
Yes, that's right. We like that one. We like
that
one.
Is it like, I want something just like this.
Yes. I'm having a good time.
And that's the chain smoker.
Yes.
I'm having a good time.
Do you think any light that's in front of you is a ring light?
Like a stoplight? You mean kind of like any light that you encounter?
I've been thinking about what you think.
No, we just want to be able to connect. Like, it's going to help us for the rest of the show. So
I think any light that is for, like, beautification.
Okay, so you think, okay. So what you think is, you get this light in front of you, next thing you get, that ring.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
That's what you think.
Do you mean a ring?
That ring,
as in an actual, like a Super Bowl ring.
We all want that ring.
Or the light predates the shape.
I actually kind of assumed you were saying like that ring, as in put a ring on it.
But that's what they're talking about when they say put a ring.
They say get out there, perform, and win the Super Bowl.
That's what they mean.
Yeah. If you like it, you should have gone and won the Super Bowl so that you could put a ring on it.
Damn.
Then you might deserve me. You'd be a champion. I mean, that's what the song is about. And I try to live by it. I'm happy to finally have the ring light on me.
Yeah.
Maybe this will be a Super Bowl winning podcast, right?
I think you stand a good chance.
Headgum Fest.
Yeah. It's happening tomorrow. We have to get ready, right? It's like... I was shocked, you know, when it kind of got announced to me. I think Kevin just texted me earlier today to be like, Headgum Fest is tomorrow. Fair to say we're co-headliners.
Yeah,
right?
I think so.
I don't want to get into a whole peeing contest.
We can co-headline.
I'm not
going to
say ass crack on the show with some people.
Yeah.
We're opening for you guys, obviously.
But it's billed on the poster as...
The same size.
Well, this is what I want to talk about, the font size. Yeah. And I do want to ask, what is the maximum font size you've gotten at a festival?
I don't know the actual point
size.
Whatever it is, I'd like to go up one point for both of us.
I think we've probably been around, I don't know, maybe a 40.
Ew.
And then it probably goes up to 200.
That's really good. So if it goes up to 200, let's try to do more than 40. Maybe 201. just because, like, it's our damn festival, although we weren't that involved in the planning. And I have questions about the planning, because as I understand it, there's two venues that is taking place at simultaneous stages. Mm-hmm. One is the Hollywood Bowl, and the other one is the Headgum parking lot. And I don't know which one we'll be at, but I know that one of the spaces we can't use because it belongs to another company.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
So there's two simultaneous stages, and we could switch off or we can do whatever.
I just think in terms of like us playing music.
Yeah. Well, this is another thing I wanted to say.
Yeah.
This is another thing I wanted to say. I thought it would make sense for you to play music. I thought the rest of the people would be doing podcasts, but I guess we all have to play music.
Yes.
Yeah, totally.
That like the whole thing is music.
But it's podcast. It's not so. What I misunderstood, I thought it was podcast/music, but it's podcast music.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like the best clips from the podcast with like you could put like the Chainsmokers or Coldplay instrumentals like underneath.
If I can use instrumentals, that helps me because I was told I have to write 14 songs about Headgum podcasts.
So that's what they mean by podcast.
In less than 24 hours, I'm supposed to have 14 original songs. I certainly don't want the Chainsmokers to kick my ass. so I don't know that I'm going to use their backing track without their help. I wouldn't mind having some Muna.
Do you guys have a backline? Like, do you have the equipment for?
I don't even know what a backline is.
Like, do you have amps and like sound system?
You might not even need you need mics. You might not need an amp, but you'd need mics. Depends on if you were going a stripped down.
It sounds doing like he's going to
be really stripped down.
We can go either way depending on the setup. If Josette's feeling better, we probably need at least one.
Like,
because it'll be feedbacky or it's too loud.
That's too loud.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
what I'm like.
It was too loud.
The amp.
And so then
you
could be like, "That's okay.
We don't need that.
That's okay. We don't need this. That's okay." Right.
I think that's kind of how we would say it. Yeah. We would test it out first,
thank
and then
you so much.
And then people could continue to do, I kind of do actually do that.
They
at
still
kind
of do it, yeah. But they're not. They're just kind of.
I feel
it's not to like, be rude. It's just like a health thing.
I do this at concerts, and that, but I make sure that I'm also moving my head so that they know I don't hate it.
I'm like bopping. Mm-hmm.
Don't you bring like?
Sometimes I don't, but sometimes it is too loud. But you have to go.
It's still too loud.
It's
like
really loud. When I leave, I'm just like, why did I do that? And why were they being so loud?
Yeah.
Every time I get home,
I'm just like,
it shouldn't have been that loud. And I probably shouldn't have been there.
If you cover your ears in kind of a cool way where it's like you're grabbing the side of your head, and then people can just think that it's not, you don't think it's too loud. You just need your hands to move your
head.
I want to move my head more than just my neck is going to
oblique. Yeah.
Or maybe your
neck bringing in reinforcements.
Stuff. Your neck can't do that anymore.
Assisted headbanging.
Yes.
Like medically assisted.
Yeah. You're like, oh, damn.
Headbanging.
Mm-hmm. And I've got big mittens on.
Yeah.
That have like some sort of sound deadening material to them.
Finger dexterity or mittens with no finger dexterity? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Gloves. I got it. Yeah.
I'm familiar with that. Gloves.
Or finger mitt dexterity or baseball
or mittens.
Mitt.
Baseball mitt.
Baseball mittens.
Mm-hmm.
Did they shorten it to mitt? Or are they also mittens?
Baseball, yeah. Just recently they did change the terminology of the baseball equipment to mitt.
Okay.
I think it was another font size issue. I think just like for the...
Couldn't fit it.
Yeah, it couldn't fit it on
and
the
and they didn't
want to
get
stuff.
Political.
Yeah, yeah.
Now enough
especially
time
this
has
year,
passed.
An election
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, two baseball mitt. On either side of your head, but then
throwing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
throwing is the issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Throwing is going to be the issue.
But the nice thing about like
catching,
it's not a problem.
It will not be the issue.
I'll catch my ass off. Yeah, but it's to no avail. Like,
what?
It's so hard to turn a double play with a baseball bat on each hand. Yeah, it's a challenge, but at the same time, like what is worth doing that's not
true,
right?
Especially if you want to win,
and that's what we're about, and so I do want to win the festival. I do want to have it be successful.
Mm-hmm.
I do want a little bit of help just in terms of structuring some of the songs that we have to write. I don't know if you have yours already, but
where do each of us kind of sit at the a cappella table too, is what I'm
wondering. Range wise,
okay, yeah. That's...
Range, I mean, yeah, range or like, you know, what's your...
Just aesthetically, like what's going
to... Is it
like,
instrumental vocals?
Yeah.
Is it trad singing?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, and by instrumental vocals, I mean, for Such Great Heights, you'd be going...
Yeah.
I love
that. And then, of course, getting back behind the old kit, the old beatbox kit.
Yeah.
And Kevin told me he has one of those weird, like, throat sleeves that you see a cappella people wear sometimes.
Throat sleeves?
I've actually never seen that.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, Kevin has one. And I guess it can help you make, like, different percussion noises with your throat.
So where do you think, Katie, your where do your talents lie?
What's like your strength
For that?
It's not a job
for me
interview,
doing acapella.
Yeah.
Are
you on one of the ends?
Where do you see yourself in
the
5 years acapella wise?
Oh, sure.
Where in the horseshoe are you going to stand?
Yeah, I think I probably just in terms of my once going back to range. Yeah, I'm on the lower end.
I mean, are you standing on one of the ends? So we're standing in a horseshoe.
Mm-hmm.
Are you Chevron. Standing on one of the ends?
Back.
Kevin, do you have a pen and paper so Hayes can draw this?
You could
it
be
feels
between.
Like it's.
It's like six people and it's like this.
Right.
Or wait,
I guess
no,
it will be
six,
huh? Because the Doughboys will probably have to be there.
Oh, you're right.
So, okay.
Triple co-headline.
I guess they're in the middle.
Okay. Yeah, so they're in the middle.
So then I would assume it would be almost this structure, but we got
stepping forward. I can't stop this feeling. That's bad.
Yeah. Do we have to license that in advance to perform it?
You not if it's acapella.
Cool.
Yeah, but it's got to be Headgum. So it's like, I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. What else can Adam Conover explain to me?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
just like, and then Adam comes in and he's like, well, actually, you know, and starts like, or well, factually, I guess he does.
Well,
say.
Factually.
And but then, like, yeah.
Instrumental continues while he's talking about podcast stuff.
Well, it's like a instrumental a cappella, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So this is an a cappella festival?
Hayes kind of made that call, and I'm kind of digging
it. Well, no. I just think, like, it's not the entire thing, obviously, but, like, we've 14 songs. A couple of them, I think, are, like, a cappella covers of popular songs that are podcast
Headgum talent. Like, just, like, some of the concepts that have drawn the people to the festival that we're having.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm just noticing no one who plays instruments brought their instruments, so...
Yeah, well, that's perfect. you were going to ask something?
Say what you're going to say, and I'll see if it makes
sense. No, you said,
You
said, are we?
So the logistical question that I have is us, Adam Conover and the Doughboys, standing in a horseshoe shape that opens.
Adam's like a reveal. Adam like rises
he
up
rises,
on a platform from in front of the stage.
So it's kind of like. It feels like it's kind of like Headgum, the musical, like a cappella. Because it sounds like we're doing like a medley of different.
Well, it also kind of like
songs.
I'm trying not to be
in parody.
I'm trying not to be like upset with you guys, but
good luck.
Like we came here, like we have a set, you know, like prepared.
Right.
Like,
okay.
And it kind of, so like,
well,
we agreed to be
drawing
co-headliners.
You
into
our
yeah, and it,
set.
It kind of seems like you guys are expecting us to also perform with you.
Okay. So that's why you pretend not to know what a horseshoe was.
Yeah. I was just pure rage blinding you in a
way
that you could no longer imagine.
Like,
shapes.
I just feel like I need to, like, call a spade in terms of what's actually happening in terms of the work that we've done preparing for the festival.
Okay.
So, what are some of your songs? Podcast parody songs.
Yeah, I guess if yours are
if
already
you're so
done,
prepared, I guess you have a whole 14 song set list. Love to hear 14 song parodies about.
I'd like to hear 9 of them to make sure we have no overlap.
We can go back and forth
because there's not
absolutely.
A huge well to draw
we
from.
Can,
so yeah, you want to go? Oh, you want to go?
Just
shot
titles?
For shot.
The two of you are going to toggle the titles.
Yeah, we can toggle.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all. I mentioned it at the beginning when I came in here today, but
first of all, I mentioned at the beginning when I came in here today.
That's the first song.
Yeah.
First of all, I mentioned it when I came
here. That's
like an
audio
only. That
is the kind of thing people say on podcasts.
Yeah.
That's
walk
well, the
on
first
mold.
Song, yeah.
That's walk on music.
The first
so
song
walk
is called
on,
Off Mic Conversation. And it's just people referencing things that happened before
like
the recording
intro.
Took place.
So
which is a big
you...
part of the show.
And the second, after that,
and it
that's
could also
walk
be
on.
About like a sort of an off mic conversation, like a Mike Mitchell conversation on Doughboys, where people post on Reddit afterwards that they hope he's okay.
These guys are obsessed with Doughboys.
He didn't say anything. It's
gonna
kind of off.
It's been a while,
I think, yeah, we'll open with walk-on music that includes like mental health speculations.
Yes.
Mental health speculations is really good. Yeah, yeah.
Mental health speculations could also be its own song.
Diagnosing the specific personality disorders of podcast hosts on Reddit as a listener is a full-time job.
Yeah.
And it should have its own song.
What's going on with... So it's what's going on.
What's going on?
What's going on?
They seemed blank on this week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they hate doing the podcast?
Right.
They don't want to do it anymore or something like that.
Yeah. But Naomi's singing that, obviously.
But it's about the Doughboys. It's us speculating about what's going on with them.
Yeah.
Can we do a song, maybe, since it's really about HeadGum, where we just like go through the HeadGum website and start deleting some of these shows?
maybe it's like
a We Didn't Start the Fire.
Maybe it's time to say goodbye to the Meg Stalter show, you know, and no longer call it a current show.
Well, that's also like, you guys could have a song about
Where's Meg
or why won't she come back on our podcast?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
It's all speculations about where people are, whether or not they're safe.
Can we pull it up, Kevin? Can we just pull it up on the screen here?
A look at what we're pushing around town.
Podcasts. Okay, we have featured podcasts. Okay. Not feeling very featured.
Now it's alphabetical.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Okay. So
that's good.
So this should be called Dateline 2022. And it's about when the last episode of many of these shows was recorded.
Wow. I'm seeing 2022 frequently mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enemies with Liza Traeger. Fake the Nation's been recording. Okay. Oh, yeah.
2024.
There's you guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, these aren't all right, but it's like,
Liza Traeger.
Goes on porn, get played. Can more guys touch grass? Riddle. Yeah. And so.
Yeah, that's cool, actually.
Yeah.
And now we're up a bench.
But these are all current. Hobby Hunter, that's gone. And book. Hobby Hunter, History of Heat.
History of Heat, both 2022.
Mm-hmm.
Inside Voices.
Yeah. We didn't keep recording.
Yes.
No,
yes,
we got successful. So we
we stopped podcasting.
Yeah, yeah. And so we got successful. It made schedule stressful. We didn't keep recording. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. No, we've got careers now, so you cannot hear. Yeah. I feel like
they've moved to inaudible content only. Oh.
That's good.
You get successful enough to no longer be heard at all.
Yeah, I'm feeling like, and I don't quite have it, but that's why we do this. Maybe just a song that speculates on what the newcomers could explore next. Do you know about the newcomers?
No.
You don't know any of the shows.
No.
This feels so fucking good. Anya, why did you try to keep this feeling away from me?
Why do you guys know everything about HeadGum?
Because we are pathetic losers. We are.
Don't say that about my friends.
Yeah, come on.
Do you mean HeadGum or them?
I was responding to him saying, because we're pathetic losers, and I said, don't say that. I employed an old...
That's all we have
piece of
right
sage,
now. All we have is just petty
wordplay.
Jealousy. That's the only thing that drives us. The only thing that gets me to the studio. It is the fuel that the show runs on. And just this single episode, just you not knowing either of the two shows that are objectively far more popular, at minimum twice as popular on their worst day.
Beautiful.
is going to keep Hollywood Handbook alive.
It is interesting because it's like, it's not like I do that with other things. I just, you guys need to
have another venture.
Yeah.
Well, it's like there are musicians that I compare myself to.
Who?
And I'm like, why?
All of them. Coldplay.
I'll tell you off mic. Coldplay, obviously.
The ones that are doing the Super Bowl and stuff.
Yeah.
The ones that are winning.
But I think, yeah.
But it's not going to be musicians at the Super Bowl anymore.
Because yeah. It's going to be
comedy. You didn't read the JDF column? Jesse David Fox wrote a column. And in a normal scenario, we would have you in here to talk about doing the Super Bowl halftime show.
If it was going to be music, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
But this year it is going to be stand-up comedy, Jesse David Fox.
No, that's cool. Cracked it. He's just like, well, they play big arenas and stuff, so like, what's the difference, right?
He's saying, let's get Matt Rife.
It's not really his type of...
Imagine him
not
doing crowd work.
Not his first favoritist type of comedian.
Got it.
Not number one, but let's, yeah.
First favoritist.
Yeah, no, it's not. But that's interesting. I mean, that is someone with a big following. I think probably for the first year, we've been exploring some comedians who might be able to do it. But if JDF actually got to just... wave his magic comedy wand, mm-hmm. which is his pen, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He's a writer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's true. Probably Burbigs.
Got you.
At the Burbig game. Right? Halftime.
They would rename
he comes
it.
Out, starts talking about, like, his couch.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone is ready for the next half of the game when
forget
he's done.
Forget it. If they even decide to do it. If the players don't just go like, I gotta hear the rest of this.
Yeah.
I got a feeling it's all gonna connect back to the beginning.
Would they still, I feel like I would miss the, I don't know, like the, just the huge production of it all. Like I'm thinking about Usher's drum line.
But what you don't understand is that like they're.
This is Broadway Biggs we're talking about here.
Yeah. The guy's used to, he's done some big productions.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he would have
that. The pool.
Yeah.
The pool.
They would fly
right?
the pool in.
They're flying the pool.
The stained glass from Thank God for Jokes.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Uh-huh. It's casting like these different colored lights on him. And then it's like, also, this is somebody who has invited us inside his creative process in a way where it's like, I don't know. And I don't know how you work, but I can tell you how you should work. Journaling is like clay. That can later be used to mold art. And so he could go up there and if inspiration strikes him, he can have a giant digital journal.
Whoa.
Where he starts sort of writing about the experience of doing the Super Bowl mm-hmm. while he's
while
doing
he's
the
doing
Super
it.
Bowl.
Wow.
And then later you see the special about that and you go, I remember that.
So he
that.
Need not even speak. He's so big, he doesn't even have to speak, but he's going to do the
Super Burbig.
Yeah, Burbig. Mm-hmm. The Burbig
the
Bowl.
The Burbig game.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Wait a second. What did you say?
The Burbig Bowl?
The Burbig Bowl.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years.
They
in
make
the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We
Nothing
struggled
was.
In that
yeah.
time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt, and I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And mm-hmm. this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward, what happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mac and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to.
Yeah, it was. It was not the only reason that for the break, but the we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mac and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company, and so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace Collection. The Silver Peak Polo, the Silver Crew Neck T-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys.
Let's face it, folks, shopping for loved ones can be difficult, but Aura is making it a lot easier. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? I know I am. Aura frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos. So I took advantage of this. Obviously, people know I'm a wife guy, and my wife is also a mom. So for Mother's Day this year, I know I want to give her something special that makes her life a little bit easier. So I'm going to preload the Aura frame with images of gifts that I want her to buy me. That way, I'm taking so much of the pressure of shopping for me off of my wife. It's called being a considerate husband, and I can't imagine a better gift than a frame with a series of images of items I wish I had. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts to even friends in your life, everyone will love an Aura frame. It was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages, and they make it easier to let them know where they've maybe been letting you down and not getting you exactly what you want. That's why there's nothing more passive-aggressive and thoughtful than an Aura frame. Right now, they've got a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Oh, and terms and conditions? Yeah, they apply.
Hollywood Amber. So, I mean, we're kind of getting away from HeadGum Fest, which is tomorrow.
I think we're planning something even
and the Super
bigger.
Bowl, we it's have a tomorrow. Little more time to schedule.
It's confusing to me that HeadGum Fest is tomorrow, but it comes out on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I ask why that. They're like, because that's like a podcast. Like a podcast, like they do it and then it comes out.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
So the festival is
they're
happen,
batch
and then
recording HeadGum Fest. Yeah.
But it's like, but what do you mean? For a fest, what do you mean the festival comes out?
Well, and they're doing it out of order.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why. It's like, seems like for a festival, you would just have it be happening.
Well, because it's like a podcast, is what they say.
But
like,
it's not. It's all music. But
I think they're going to start doing that with other festivals. Too,
where people are saying this is
well,
actually
speak on
be
that
first.
because what does that mean that they're going to do it with other festivals?
It means like they're not going to be having the festival just one time, but they're going to be
doing it
which
in batches?
Festival?
Coachella.
They're
well,
not going to be
of
doing
the big ones.
They're not going to be doing it just one time.
They're going to do it every year.
Some they're of the festivals it- are going to start to recur. The big music festivals?
They're going to happen over and over and over again.
Sure, maybe.
Yeah.
They that, were all, I'll file that under Believe It When I See
and
It.
And it'll be like a different lineup.
They were all slated to happen year. This year, but rumor has it that they are going to happen again.
Yeah, it's like different bands every time.
And but how
you
is
seem
that
like sweet
how
kids.
How is that like this?
I don't know how it's connected to this. And I'm wondering if, and God bless you for doing the show, and thank you so much for being here. If the third Muna would be really tying it together.
Yeah.
And able to really sink their teeth into some of these ideas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's almost feeling difficult.
It's almost like the third Muna, that the three of you are supposed to be reading from a script.
Yes.
And the third Muna has lines that you're leaving space for.
Uh-huh.
We are, yeah.
And you all are sticking completely to the script.
Yeah, refusing to adjust, even though your cue is missing.
We thought that she was going to record those after.
In post.
Or that she was going to zoom in and do her lines, and we could wait.
Oh,
there would be
okay.
a little
so
lag,
we
got to
schedule like an ADR session.
Yeah, she's going to do an ADR
episode.
Session. She couldn't do voices, so she could be other people, too.
She so she's that? The one that does voices. We were told that we were going to have
yeah,
some voices.
She does,
there'd be like funny
mm-hmm,
voices
really
to make
she
it feel.
She does funny voices.
Is she doing that for okay. Headgum Fest, too? I just want to say, you all seem pretty sure that she's going to be better by tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's making me wonder a little bit about the nature of this
yeah,
condition.
Yeah, the absence that was crucial today.
We're all completely prepared is what I was hearing this earlier. And mm-hmm. one of your members is supposedly sick as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
There's a
death's door, I was told.
That can also be one of the people we speculate about. In the song.
Would be good.
Speculating
that's
about
very prepared.
Joe's health.
Yes. Okay.
I think yes. actually would be aligned with.
Fuck with that.
Yeah.
I can fuck with that.
Yeah.
yeah I could
time,
fuck with that.
Is and last
good
time Joe
title.
Was on the podcast, she sneezed.
Maybe that led to her saying she was swollen shut
mm-hmm.
today. Her words.
It's a live sense of danger, but you know, also we have her parts recorded, so
we're off book with our stuff. But yeah. she wasn't off book, so she couldn't come today.
Off book is not a HeadGum show, so let's
wow, they don't even know off book. That's awesome,
brother.
Except for the we did it
hey,
once,
Ace.
Pow.
Come on, dude. We're the most famous podcast there is.
Pretty much.
Because yeah. their friend liked it one time. That's what they said.
That's what we need to do. What we really need to do, because apparently this friend has a lot of influence.
He is.
He's got to make more friends.
Who are some of the friends? The friend who
powerful
the friend who liked our podcast.
The friend who made you listen.
Who are some of their other friends?
Gio.
Yeah.
Zach.
Okay.
Ivan.
Can we get Ivan?
Christina, one of their good friends, yeah.
He was on a HeadGum podcast, a different one.
Ivan?
No, Brian was on Keeping Records.
Oh.
So he's kind of like a friend of the network.
When did that last record?
Years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they're not Keeping Records.
Not anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping Records, not anymore. That...
Do you guys
do you
have
be a new
who is hosting or? It?
Wait. We just got an important question. Do we have merch?
Yeah.
I'm so glad you asked. A little sad that you had to ask as well. The hat that Hayes is wearing
yeah.
is the single most successful piece of merch we have ever or will ever be involved in.
No, sorry.
I didn't say that.
Single most successful piece of
hat.
Piece of creation.
Yes.
Okay.
It's an all original
yes.
IP.
Yes.
Yes. We own it entirely. We share it with Kevin's wife. But it's
other than that, you own it entirely.
Yes. It's the hat pack.
Every
20 years, a new pack will emerge in Tinseltown. The rat.
Go ahead. Take it.
No, I was gonna ask if this had to do with the blank pack, brat pack,
the frat
that
frat
been great.
Pack.
That would have been great if you had asked that.
In this,
that would have been really nice.
I'm screaming thinking about you asking that. I haven't stopped screaming. In this splintered, fractured, culturally bankrupt society, no new pack has emerged to fill the vacuum in these 2020s. So I guess we gotta do it our damn selves. Hat pack. Muna wearing hat pack hats on stage during all their shows at Headgum Fest.
All of our shows at Headgum Fest?
Yes.
We're doing multiple.
I've been told that festivals are gonna start to recur. This is the latest news.
Yes.
Yeah. So I think that
we can get
possibly a multi-year contract to have these hat pack hats on. Kevin, you got a dozen of them, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Hat pack.
They're in my car. I'll go get some.
A mm-hmm. hat pack.
This is.
Bus.
I just want to. Let's.
Anya, now's your time. He's
gonna leave.
Go
ahead and go. Go ahead and go.
What just recorded?
Hmm. No. He's gonna leave. Now's the time.
He actually has hat pack hats.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Do we want?
But I just want to just inquire about this a little bit because we always ask for the hats during the show. I almost feel like Kevin has some reason that he wants to go to the car for a minute.
yeah.
In every episode, instead of just bringing that's the only explanation for not bringing the hat.
Wait, you guys give
studio. It always comes
guests.
Up. We always give. No, not all of them. Mm. Not all of them.
The ones that inquire.
Sorry, do you guys want to share your merch with them as well?
Should
we do a merch? We have
I'm
some
happy
here.
If they want some of our merch, they can absolutely
you guys have some of our merch.
Like holding up each other's jerseys after.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Saying good game.
We have
we
some
won.
Here.
No cats
producers.
Away.
No, oh my producers. God, the show is falling apart.
Oh fuck.
We could do anything. They can't.
What
they
would
can't
we
censor
do?
Censor us anymore.
Okay.
Thank you.
See, the cool thing
Anya
about...
Anya and Kevin both leave WYD.
TFW. Your producers leave.
It's nice, right? Take a guess how much it would cost if you had to buy it. You don't have to buy it.
For
it's
production?
Free for you. Take a guess how much it would cost.
No. Not for, do not ask that. Say do 30. Not ask what it costs to produce.
No. Only ask, for
only ask what it costs to purchase.
Like, ask what it probably merch. Costs for a fan to buy it. Say 30 or higher. Higher than $30.
This is
yeah.
This
no,
has
I
to,
was gonna say that
it's yeah. pretty sturdy.
30,
so.
Wait, 30?
Were you responding to Joe? You just said,
yeah. Joe,
I was gonna say that because no one said anything.
I think
I can't put this on right now because my hair is up.
Joe, yeah.
I was you wondering could, if you were going to be able to negotiate. That.
I'm not gonna do that, but mm-hmm.
with Joe or with you. You don't. Okay, I understand. I think this is at least this is
thank
30.
You.
This is 30
put
at
this
least.
On now, I right. think probably
this contains wow. a huge message on it.
Go ahead and
this might make some change.
Become gay.
Yeah,
my wife is gonna love this.
Do you guys both have wives?
Yeah.
My question
what's
is.
What's that like?
It's a drag.
Am I telling
not
other
her fault? But.
Am I telling other people this?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it's
I'm.
It's a directive.
It's facing out.
Unless you want to wear it inside out.
Yeah. Inside out and back and backwards.
Right.
It would be backwards, I guess. Already.
Yeah.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Yeah. Heavy.
It's very thick material.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of
physically.
This. Yeah.
Yeah. It's good blanks.
The
yeah,
hats,
physically, oh yeah, the message is also heavy.
Yeah.
Now that these lights are in it, it is actually safer to wear a hat. And it's safer to wear a 30 or 35 and over, not age, cost-wise, hat. $30
cool.
and up, 35, 36.
So as you're wearing it longer, it's feeling like it's going up. Right?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the more you wear it, actually,
like,
the more
it
valuable
say
it becomes.
Hollywood Handbook anywhere? No, it doesn't.
A lot
no.
of hats.
And that's
lose
part
a
of what
huge...
people are really liking about it.
I yeah. actually agree. I think when you're doing something
that's
so impactful, you don't need to.
If
you don't need your logo
Muna
on
it.
It says gay
yeah,
on
it does on the back.
It,
and it says yeah.
It does.
It
but I'll be honest. I'll be honest. I was talked into that.
I think that makes sense to be real with
you. You were talked into it.
I was called in.
And she forgot it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm not really involved
and Joe's
in
not
a
here,
lot of
so.
Stuff.
It sounds okay. like y'all got bullied.
Yeah.
It does. Because Kevin couldn't make us put our podcast name on our hat. First of all, we wouldn't have sold any.
Is that okay?
come on, you're wearing a hat with our podcast name on it?
Come on.
Think about it for 1 second. But the hat pack, hey, what the fuck is that? Oh, nobody knows. Okay, well, let's wear it.
Because it's not anything until the hat.
But I was noticing the price was going up as you were guessing. I was saying a lot of hats lose a tremendous amount of their value the second you drive them off the lot. But the hat pack hat actually does become increasingly valuable and expensive.
Yeah, it looks cooler, actually.
Hayes looks incredible because he wears it so much. He treats it like shit.
Yeah.
And it's the fucking thing, I don't know what's coming out of his head, but it's changed colors.
A little
colors.
Salt on the rim.
Oh,
Mr.
yeah.
Mr. Margarita over here.
Yeah. Wow. Mr. Margarita, that could be one of your songs. I think Mr. that has a real ring to
salt
it.
Salt on the rim, comma, Mr. Margarita.
Mr. Margarita.
Well, that'd be about, actually that'd really be about Marty, cool. though, right?
Yes, Marty Margarita.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know one of the founders of HeadGum? Like our boss, basically, here is named Marty.
I just can't tell what you're making up and what is real.
Unfortunately, Marty's very real.
Okay.
And it is unfortunate.
You guys have a lot of internal.
All I do is
does the name Jake Hurwitz mean anything to you?
I know Jake and Amir. Yeah. Okay.
Well, all we do is we get into a system, we analyze power structures, and then we fail to exploit
that knowledge.
It
kind of feels like you guys like work at HeadGum for HeadGum.
I gotta tell you, so do you.
HeadGum work for you.
I don't know. I guess you're right, but that's not how I think about it. Oh, man. Okay.
Doing the show for charity, I guess.
As the only person here who actually does work at HeadGum, it's crazy the way you said that. It feels like you work at HeadGum derogatory.
Yeah. No.
We live within a sort of...
I guess that would be sort of depressing. These are the people you were trying to protect from us being mean.
Katie meant that maybe there was a misunderstanding.
Yeah.
I think you meant that there might be a misunderstanding. That you maybe don't have to...
Do you think you meant that there might be a misunderstanding?
Do you think you meant there might be a misunderstanding? This is where Joe would be so...
helpful.
Instrumental, yes.
No, I...
I think she might have think there might be a misunderstanding.
I don't know.
She might have.
Tell me you might think there might be a misunderstanding. Without telling me you might think there might be a misunderstanding.
What we need to do, honestly, is like, HeadGum Fest is going to be a fucking disaster. But all anybody remembers is how you close, right? And we need to come up with what our big encore song is, or like our big like set finisher,
right?
To send people home going like, you know what? Like, assuming they're still there, but that they go home going like, you know what? That actually kind of fucking slapped. And so I think like if we can just crack that, if we can just get one decent thing out of this, because this has been not good. Right? Like, I think we can all acknowledge that.
Yeah.
We failed to make progress and there might have been a misunderstanding.
Well, we moved backwards.
My bad.
We moved backwards from coming in with like a handful of ideas and concepts, and now we're just like just scrambling to seize onto anything at all. But
and so this is all of us. Like everyone's going to be coming out. Probably should be a cappella just because like everyone's like dragging their instruments out there. It'd be crazy. You could actually get really hurt.
It'd be too loud.
You two don't bring your instruments much either.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
They're too loud.
Okay, that's fair.
That's actually, yeah.
I'm sitting here.
I fuck with that, yeah.
Okay. So no one volunteered to... Well, what's the instruments that you play?
Guitar.
Keyboards, guitar.
Do you think if you play the instrument, that means you can do a better like a vocal version of it than someone that doesn't play it?
I don't think so.
You don't have a better sense of the sounds? Oh, neither of you.
No. I think
so. You need to switch then in terms of what you do the vocal.
Do you feel like because
instrumentation of
because you're hearing each other play that you could do one another's instruments?
Do a guitar.
Doing, 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 doing.
Wow, so you have sort of a unique playing style.
I thought I was supposed to be mimicking Katie's.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
No, you are. That that's what Hayes is saying. Yeah. Is that doing, doing. It's sort of banjo coded.
Yeah.
Doing, okay. Doing, doing.
Doing, doing, doing. Okay. Doing, doing. And can I hear some keyboard or?
Okay. Trying to give me a hint.
It is a, yeah, it's a plonking.
Oh. Wow, that combined with a doing, 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 doing.
Okay, doing both at the same time. Yep. Okay, can we get the HeadGum website back up?
No.
Punch up the jam. Robot Congress. Sitcom D&D, senior superlatives,
the dumbbells, the gocha,
the easy chair, the Kelsey Ayer TV show on radio.
You guys, you guys know that band that goes like sports,
Viagra Boys.
Yeah, you kind of sound like the Viagra Boys.
That's what they go, sports?
They have a song that goes,
Can we
sports.
Pull up the tune?
It goes, that's
baseball.
The chorus.
Baseball.
Basketball.
Can we get them? Well, let's give them
like,
a HeadGum
honestly,
podcast.
You guys
have
should
them
start,
do it. Yeah.
No, like, you guys could do it.
Everybody else fucking got
yeah, that's
the HeadGum
one.
Podcast.
Might sports. Well, they said something great.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball.
Here you go.
Baseball.
Seems like it's not.
We're not
well,
gonna be able to
you can't
even
hear
that.
It because.
Oh, you can hear it? Don't laugh at me.
If you want.
Well, ooh. Nobody laugh at any of this, I guess, is the message here.
This bye. Whole experience bye. Has been like. So bad for my nervous system.
That was a HeadGum podcast.